Let me know when we are, Otis. Thank you. This is Sandy Wyman, chair of the KPFT local station board, calling to order our regular meeting of June 8th, 2022 at 7:03 p.m. Welcome all. Mr. Secretary, will you please call the roll?
Okay. Teresa Allen. David Britton.
Present.
Thank you. Lillian Kerr. Absent, recused, absent.
Correct.
Adriana Casaneve. Henry Fowles.
Here. Present.
Thank you. Robert Gardner. Patrick Hoyce, excuse, ask for an excuse absence too. Wally James.
Here.
Thank you. Mike Lewis.
Mike Lewis is here.
Mike Lewis's hat. Oh, that's
Mm-hmm.
Marianne Martinez.
Present.
Thank you. Sean Kelly McPherson. Thank you. Sister Mama Sonia.
Rache, I'm here.
Thank you. Frank Pretka. Frank, you here?
I'm here.
Oh, you are? Okay, good. Thank you. Nancy Sabar Naratomi.
Present.
Thank you. Jane Scheidler.
Present.
On the beach. Okay. Okay. Deb Shafto. William Stone's gonna be late, right? Chrisandra Thibodeau.
He asked for an excused absence.
Thibodeau did?
Yes, by email.
Okay. Richard Uzel's here. Sandy Wyman, I think you're here, right?
Present.
Ted Weissel. Ted was going to be here. Venetia Williams.
Present.
Thank you.
And remember, the reason...
Egberto Willis. Egberto. And Susan Young.
Okay. Here.
Bye-bye.
Nice thing about having a name at the end of the alphabet, isn't it?
And thank you, Mr. Carrie Ann, for sending me the link.
Mr. Chair, you have a quorum, as it were, as it would be.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Excused absences. Are there any objections to excusing Lillian Kerr, Chrisandra Thibodeau, and Patrick Hoyt?
No.
No.
Hearing none, we'll excuse those folks. They all emailed. So thank you for observing the rules. And everybody else should do the same if you need an excused absence. I've sent around a proposed agenda. Are there any modifications or objections offered at this time?
Hello, this is Nancy.
Yes, Nancy, go ahead.
I sent a motion this afternoon around one-ish or two-ish.
Yes.
Did you include that on the agenda?
It's not on the agenda as it was posted. However, we can consider the motion when we get to...
Okay, thank you.
Yes, new business. Thank you. I did see that. There are a couple of things that are going to be offered, I think, tonight. But largely tonight, we're going to have committee reports. So hearing no objections, thank you. The agenda is approved as stated here. Staff recognition. Would anybody like to speak up and on behalf of our staff? Susan, go ahead. You got to unmute.
Yeah, I apologize. Yeah, I'd like to speak up on behalf of of Robin Lewis as ever. I helped fund a little, PR campaign for the building being purchased. And, we worked very closely with Robin, who got it out through all of the social media efforts. And she's a phenomenal source of information. She knows this community really well. And so I'm just grateful for Robin.
Thank you. Anybody else?
I want to thank Robin also for providing us the development committee with all kinds of statistics. And also, even though she, I think, is not paid for it, she helped us with lots of details that we needed to work the International Fest and also work the Arc Harp Parade, several other local events that we tabled at. And I think that was so very important.
Thank you,
Terry. I also want to thank Nancy McAfee for a show that she did today. And if I had enough notice on that to tell about 60 friends to tune in. And I think if we can use our social media and use our friends to get the word out, I think that's a good thing for K15 to have people actually tune in specifically to hear certain things. So thank you very much for that.
Thank you. Anybody
else? Nancy on the stack.
Go ahead, Nancy. Staff recognition. Yeah.
Yes, I'd like to thank management. This year, when Democracy Now! Goes overtime, and they're going overtime almost every day, that the show is being aired on KPFD to the end. And this is something new compared to before. So I'm real happy that we can hear the end of the Democracy Now! On the KPFD air instead of cutting 2 minutes before for carts that people hear anyway. So I'd like to thank management for doing that. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else?
Sorry, Sandy, one more thing.
Go ahead, Sue.
I know that it is a real team effort and frustrating, I'm sure, but thank you for everybody who is helping to put the building together. It can't happen without all of us.
Let me take a point of personal privilege and just add, I'd like to thank Mo Thomas and John Amella and Otis McClay, who is yet on this call making sure we're being streamed. He seems to be everywhere all the time, and it's pretty amazing how he keeps things going. Thank you all. Okay, those were kind words. Let's keep kindness in mind as we move through our meeting and not throw any rocks at our secretary, who unfortunately was consumed with helping out in the architectural plans, making a nice drawing rather than the crayon sketches the rest of us seem to be able to offer. And so the minutes were not quite finished this afternoon, and rather rush them through, I'd like to ask the approval of the body to defer until next meeting to consider those minutes from last month. Are there any objections?
No.
Hearing none, we'll do that. Richard, when you get those together, please send them around. And next month, we'll have two sets of minutes to consider, this month and the prior. We're running this train early tonight, which is a great thing. Dr. Franklin, it's your floor for the report, please.
Yes, and I'll be brief. I want to thank the entire team, KPFT team. That includes Robin, yes, Markeisha, and Howard, who does a really, really good job in terms of making sure that our spots get rotated on the air consistently. KPFT, we just got late word that the network will be streaming the January 6th hearings on tomorrow night. So we will preempt programming beginning at 7 p.m. on HD1 and HD2. We'll run those particular hearings. And I'm sure there'll be people who will not like the fact that we're carrying those hearings. Perhaps those who are not getting it on Fox, they might enjoy the fact that they can get them on KPFT, and maybe others who may not like the fact that we are preempting their favorite programming on Thursday night. The second point is attached this to my report. Devin Robinson, who is a longtime supporter, a fan of KPFT's The Local Architect, he agreed to give his feedback. He spoke with Mo today and made some suggestions, and I think Mo has shared those suggestions with others. I think those particular suggestions could be useful and serve us well. We had recent donations to KPFT from the Brown Foundation, in the amounts of $25,000 and $10,000 respectively. Those particular
somebody needs to mute.
Go ahead, Dr. Franklin. Apologies.
No worries. We had two recent donations from the Brown Foundation, $25,000 and $10,000. Some of those dollars will be used to make repairs to our Galveston and Huntsville translators. Also investigate the possibility of a translator site in the Gatesville, Texas community. I don't believe that our Galveston translator is really up to 100%. I had an earlier conversation with Mo some months ago, and he said there were some essential parts that needed to be purchased so that we can get that particular translator site up to 100%, and the Huntsville site needs some repairs as well. With respect to grants, we are actively seeking grant proposal submissions to the Levitt Foundation. And I think Robin mentioned in her report the paralysis. There are several funds regarding the paralysis grant process that can be utilized. I believe she's been working with Henry on that. Certainly the Levitt Foundation is a grant that the deadline is June 30th. I think there may be some possibility that we might be able to collaborate with the Galveston community on the Levitt grant, if not this year, certainly into next year. We have submitted a letter of inquiry to the Cullen Foundation in support of micro music and public awareness events. We won't know just yet what their decision is regarding whether or not they wanted to submit a full proposal to that particular foundation for those particular activities. We are partnering with the Juneteenth celebration on Galveston Island. Robin and others are working to establish a major donor committee to focus on a new building naming project and to strengthen outreach to our major donors. That's a committee that has recently been established and members are still being added to that particular committee. But we expect to have a meeting shortly to firm up outreach initiatives that are still in the works. We will have a grand opening working group that will be the core group to begin planning and organizing, and it'll be expanded once feasible plans and schedules are made. That particular core group is being spearheaded by Robert and Markeisha. Anyone interested on this LSB, if you're interested, please contact Robin by email. She's more than happy to include any of you and others onto that particular group. I'm going to stop here, and if you have questions regarding the other points on my report, I'm happy to take them at this time.
I will take a stack. Any questions for Dr. Franklin on this report?
Someone's got their hand up. Who's that? Mary Ann.
I don't see it, but okay. Mary Ann, did you want the floor?
No, sir.
Okay, thank you. Well, Dr. Franklin, it looks like you did a great job. No one has any questions. Go ahead, Teresa.
The budget for this past pledge drive was $150,000, and we only hit 30% of it. What plans do you have? Because past pledge drives have been our major source of income. What plans are you implementing to raise more money in shorter periods of time through our pledge drives? What plans do you have to specifically increase our listenership other than purchasing a billboard, for example?
Other than what?
Other than purchasing a billboard. What specific plans do we have to increase our listenership?
I'm not proposing purchasing billboards. So I don't know where that's coming from.
That was a joke.
Oh, well, it went over my head. I'm sorry. I do know that strengthening our signal will help us into the Galveston area. That's a technical issue that we've been dealing with for a number of cycles. I think in terms of being able to raise money singularly with a pledge drive is somewhat challenging, has been for a while. But with respect to seeking grant funding, which is not something that's immediate, seeking ways in which we could have, as I've said, the micro events, that's another way to reach out and hopefully get funds. But again, I can't speak definitively why the listenership is down or the funding is down, but I will take a stab at it that we're pretty much coming out of a 100-year pandemic. Secondly, in terms of the I guess high gas prices and the fact that we're not getting as many of this type of support that we've gotten in the past, I think in terms of challenging our listeners with ways in which they could do alternative types of support, that might be bequeaths. We have several bequeaths that are being provided to the station. We will also be putting on the air the opportunity for listeners to donate real estate. That's another avenue along with the donation of cars. So those particular short-term opportunities are opportunities for us to look at ways and to increase our particular membership dollars, but that's not a guarantee. It's an effort in terms of we have to keep making the ask and hoping that we'll be able to increase our listenership over a period of time. I will just add that it may be helpful again to revisit the opportunity to perhaps do underwriting and sponsorship. That might be a way in which we could augment our dollars that are coming to the station. Because again, when we only have in our tool belt the opportunity to ask for donations, to do membership drives, that's somewhat limiting. And most other non-commercial community stations, they do add sponsorship and underwriting opportunities to their membership and development departments as a means of generating support.
I see Nancy with her hand up.
Yes, Dr. Franklin, could you consider about allowing the nonprofits or maybe asking, and I would volunteer to do that, asking the nonprofits for a script? I mean, yeah, for them to make a script for a one-minute card and let them know that we are a voice for them and that their members are cordially invited to donate to this mouthpiece for them.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Did you finish?
Yes, I'm finished.
Thank you for the suggestion. And again, I think what I think would be even more helpful since we now have a building and we're about to move into a building at some point in time. And what has been successful in other places that I've worked, other stations, is that we have also invited those particular executive directors of those organizations to come on our air and pitch in person, to make the pitch in person. And even sometimes to stage it in such a way where they'll bring their check into the station and then they will tell members of their particular organization, this station runs out spots and what have you over a period of years, months or whatever. It's now it's time for you to support the station. So that way, that means a cross promoting the not-for-profit organization works. I wouldn't have a problem even if those executive directors would pre-produce a spot where we could then incorporate it into our air, on our air, and play it around membership drive or even play it throughout the year. So to answer your question in the short term, yes, I wouldn't have a problem doing that. I just don't want to have individuals come on our air and pitch their particular organization membership drive on our air. I don't think that helps us. I think if they come on and just make a pitch that they would like to continue to support another not-for-profit that gives them promotional air, I think that would be fine and I would be all for that.
Any other questions for Dr. Franklin?
I have a question.
Go ahead, Richard.
Good evening, Dr. Franklin. You mentioned, you were talking about underwriting, and I've thought about that a lot for a long time now. What is the status of Pacifica deciding whether or not to approve that?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. Somebody.
Yeah. What is the status of Pacifica approving or disapproving underwriting?
Obviously, the decision predates myself.
Yeah.
And I have had a conversation with some of the individuals who have been at the station and in an organization a lot longer than myself. And I was told that there's a document that's floating around at one time that gave KPFT the opportunity to, I guess a special prerogative to do, underwriting and sponsorship. I think it puts the station at a great disadvantage when other public radio stations, that receive CPB funding, other stations that are able to compete with their particular community businesses and so forth, are able to then go to those particular businesses and create specific packages, $250, $500, $1,000, and so forth. So it puts us at a strategic financial disadvantage in my view, in my professional view, when we're not able to do that. And I'd hope that would be a concerted effort that the powers that be locally and regionally would be pushing for the station. Because if you go back to Teresa's question about what are the strategies, that makes the strategy a lot less daunting. If you're able to touch base with some of the many local businesses that utilize our services that are right within our community to be able to utilize our airways in trade for sponsorship and underwriting dollars. So I was told at one meeting, at a finance meeting some time ago, that would be a decision that the national board would have to make, and it would have to be approved before KPFT would be able to do underwriting sponsorships, local community or business sponsorships.
I hear you, Dr. Franklin. Thank you. We'll keep our fingers crossed.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair.
Before I go further, Mr. Secretary, please recognize that Adriana Casanave, Ted Weiskel, and Robert Gartner have joined. Thank you.
Okay.
Susan Young, go ahead.
I can just add some information to what Dr. Franklin said about underwriting. The development working group at the national board is looking into changing the policy about, can somebody mute? Can people mute who aren't anyway? They're looking at changing making a recommendation to change that policy. And I sent out, and Dr. Franklin, I'm sorry if you were not on the list, I sent it to KPFT LSB asking everybody to give me feedback about what people's thoughts and positions are about that. I think you've got my email. If you would be kind to send your thoughts to me, I'd appreciate it, and I'll forward it on to the PNB committee that's looking at that. And also, you mentioned that there are some folks that you've talked to around here who thought that there was some sort of a previous policy, written policy. If they could get, if anyone could get their hands on that, that would be very helpful.
I've asked for that document, and I was told that the person was looking for it. As soon as I get it, I'll forward it to you.
Awesome.
Thank you. Any other questions for Dr. Franklin? Thank you, Dr. Franklin. We appreciate your report. Okay, we're going to get to our two task forces. I'm going to start with Venetia. Nisi, can you give us an update on the fundraising task force?
This is no different than last month. I understand $52 are still trickling in. And to answer somebody's question who said, I thought there was a deadline on the 52 on 52. Yes, the 52 on 52 was for the month of March. But let me ask you a question. If somebody sends a check in for $52 or uses their credit card for the $52 donation in the month of May, are you seriously going to turn it down? So I think that the person that asked that question is like, come on now. We're not turning down any money. If somebody wants to give us money through the end of the year for $52, we will be accepting it. Case point, the end. There is something in the works, but I don't know if I'm the one that's supposed to talk about it, for fundraising. Maybe next month I can talk about it, but right now I don't think I can because I wasn't the one who initiated this. So other than that, everything is the same. Like I said, people are still sending in $52, which I think is a great thing. That's it.
Thank you, Nisi. I don't think we'll turn down the $52 this month or in July either.
So. I don't think so.
Thank you. And we're very anxious to see the next program, as funding is of all concern right now. That's obvious to all, I think. So the more we can push that, the better. Dr. Faust, I'm going to try to share my screen and put your slides up so that you can talk about the grant committee.
Hey, Sandy, if that doesn't work, I can just talk from some bullets.
I think it's up there now. At least I hope so. So
there's something trying to go through. Okay, so basically the two things I'm really working on, which are in the slides, is again the Borealis. What we're trying to do is get money for a journalist intern so that they can talk about transgender issues in Texas. And that would be a 5-minute spot on Queer Voices. The other thing I started thinking about was Corporation for Public Broadcast. There is a certain mechanism for funding, which is internships, which would be next summer. And so I did write up a email to some blanket email for the Corporation for Public Broadcast. And it was just a sketch on what it was that we're trying to do with a budget. I did send out an invitation in the last half hour. It's a Zoom meeting on Friday at 2 p.m. So if anybody wants to help with grant writing, I've sent out an invite. It's to LSB. So anybody wants to accept that invite, I'll have a Zoom call at 2 o'clock on Friday. I think that's really all I had, Sandy. I mean, the slides just talk about the different efforts every week that I've been working on. I got smart and I started a log so I can keep track of all that. If there are any questions, you guys just ask them. I'm happy to answer.
Very good. I would encourage all of those that are familiar with grant writing or want to become familiar with grant writing to join that Zoom meeting with Dr. Faust and make it successful. This could be significant in terms of an income flow for us in the future, but it's future money, and we won't get there unless we all get together and push this thing as fast and as hard as we can. So again, thank you for your efforts, and thank you, Nisi, for your efforts. We are way early. Time certain is 8 p.m. for public comment, so I'm going to hold on to that and ask our national board members to give their report now. Who would like to step up? I guess we have Susan and Marianne, and I don't see Egberto on the call.
Nancy on the stack.
Hang on, Nancy, and Teresa as well. Okay. Go ahead, Nancy.
Did we approve the agenda? I don't think we did.
We did, Nancy, yes.
Oh, we did? Yes. Can I ask that my agenda item about a KPFD programming committee be put on the agenda or added?
I said we would consider that when we get down to new business, okay? Or old business in this case. So, come on.
Yeah, it is old business. That's yes. Right. Thank you.
Okay. All right. National Board Report. Susan, you want to take the lead, or who wants to take the lead on that? Teresa Allen? Marianne?
Let me start with something. Obviously, big concern is the financial difficulties that everybody faces. Our general counsel was able to renegotiate the FJC loan so that we have a longer repayment period. He was also able to negotiate with SoCal, the Southern California power provider, to whom we were in serious arrears for an 18-month payout for past payables. None of that is stuff we love to hear. The Strategic Planning Committee has been designated by the PNB to conduct a brainstorming session, which will be June 13th, about how to design and launch a major emergency on-air fundraising effort. And this is a conversation that will be held with the ED, the GMs, the PDs, and the archives and affiliates. That's what I have to report.
Thank you, Susan. Yeah, it's a lot of time that's been taken up in meetings on the national level. Thank you for your efforts. Marianne, do you have anything to add? Marianne Martinez or Teresa Allen?
Thank you, Sandy. Right now, we're in the process of having, elections for, to appoint a chairperson of our, committee. So, we don't have anything, to report at this time.
Thank you, Marianne. Teresa Allen, anything to add?
Let me add one thing, which is I think Teresa has been nominated to serve on a personnel committee. The personnel committee was not activated after last year. Last year it went through the effort of, interviewing and seeking an executive director. The personnel committee is being reactivated in order to evaluate the executive director coming up on the 6-month mark.
Thank you. Okay, we're going to start committee reports. If that's all from the national board,
I'm sorry.
Any questions?
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Teresa.
I'm sorry, Sandy. I'm on the elections committee, and we've had motions regarding a timeline for the Pacifica delegate elections, and we've had some people say that we should wait until 2023 to have the elections because we don't have the money to have elections. And one of the issues that's come up in regard to that is that those people that suggested postponing also suggested that if this happened, then those people whose terms expired would be filled, those terms, those seats would be filled by people further down the line from when they ran for the set number of delegate seats the year before last, and using STB. So that is not according to the bylaws. The bylaws state that if a person leaves their office in the middle of a term, you could go down and let the next person in line serve that term until the end of that person's term when it's leaving. So that's something that needs to be discussed. And there's also a process that we're undergoing with attorneys representing Pacifica and also attorneys representing some people in Los Angeles who ran for the delegates positions in Los Angeles and who were taken off the ballot without notification to them or to the voters. So that's another thing that's being considered. One other thing that the elections committee is considering is how to reduce costs of the elections and constructive means to increase or raise money to pay for the elections. One thing that I'm doing is looking at other organizations like Amnesty International or Sierra Club and how they run their elections. If anyone here has ideas of how we could reduce the costs of our elections or raise money for the elections that would not interfere with raising money for the running of our station, please send an email. I guess I don't know whether about leaving my number on this public stream, but you could send that information to lsb@kpft.org and just address it to Teresa Allen, and I would get that information.
Thank you.
All suggestions are welcome. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Teresa. That's important information about elections. And for those considering running, once the election period is opened up, remember you have to go through the process of filing your papers and getting the signatures to run. However, right now, we don't have to worry about that. Anything else? Any questions for our national board members?
Sandy, I would like to say it's never a bad idea to keep your membership current with KPFT. Would be a good idea to become a sustainer. And if you can you can contact 713-526-4000, talk to someone in the development, or you could dial 713-526-5738. That's 713-526-5738.
Can you repeat that, Teresa? You can't. It was garbled.
Nancy, please. Okay, you're
Did
breaking
you hear
up, Teresa. Teresa was just offering the information. You can call 713-526-5738 and keep your membership current. So, good advice, especially if you want to run again.
Thank you.
Are there any questions for our national board members? Okay, they did a real good job too. So, take a committee report or two, and then we'll get to public comment. First one's, I think, is pretty easy. Jane Scheidler, Management Selection and Review Committee.
MSRC is still in hiatus, and I did have a brief report from PNB Governance, which has entered into a contested election for chair. I'm acting as secretary for PNB Governance, so I would throw that report in there as well. Other than that, no significant action was taken on the governance committee, but we're looking at some things, and I hope to have more interesting stuff to report next month.
Thank you, Jane. Mac McPherson, Finance.
Well, we had a meeting on May 18th. We have a draft budget from Markeisha. if I had an opinion, it would be that it's a mess, it's unworkable, and we were gonna talk about that at an executive session, which I continue to apologize. I had an emergency, and could not attend it. And as I understand it, because it was my account, my Zoom account, I was unable to host, and so nobody else could pick it up and do it either. I don't know. I didn't hear that anybody else met, but I continue to apologize for that. We are scheduled to have another regular meeting of the Finance Committee on June 15th, and we're probably going to have to double up. And I need to send a note around to other members of the committee and see when they can be available to have that executive session. That's all I have.
Thank you, Mac. And
at
least we have a draft to work with. Sorry, somebody has a question. Richard?
Is that Richard?
You? Go ahead.
Yeah. What time is that meeting on the 15th?
The one on the 15th is at 5 o'clock so that Marquisha can attend.
Okay, thank you.
Nancy with a question.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Yeah, why is it executive session?
Well, the decision was made, and it wasn't just mine, but the decision was made that because any discussion of the budget as it is likely to include discussions of personnel, that was reason for it. And you're a member of that committee, aren't you, Nancy? I think you were part of that discussion, weren't you?
Yes, but I didn't feel clear about, or I just want a clarification why it's executive session.
Okay, thank you.
Let's do that for you.
Let's watch the back and forth.
We are going to be discussing personnel then.
There's that possibility is what Mac said.
Well, I think the rules say that if you are going to discuss certain things, you have executive session, but might or possibly is a little bit, that doesn't really cut it very well with the bylaws.
Thank you, Nancy. Thank you. Any other questions for Mac? Okay. Thank you, Mac, for the report, and we'll look forward to getting your next one and getting these meetings that you're referencing under our belt and moving forward on the 2023 budget. Adriana, go ahead. Yes.
Yes. I have a question because I never received that answer. Did the Finance Committee has the, we know that our new house needs some repairs, obviously. I want to know if you have in writing any estimate, because I know I heard in meetings a bunch of numbers, but I want to know if you have. If not, please, Mark requested. I want to see the estimates that we have for people that will help us to fix the new house. I want to see if you have it in writing, and if not, I'm requesting those. Thank you.
I'm going to let Sandy address that because that is not something that was discussed in finance.
So that requires a complicated answer, unfortunately. And I'll only tell you that there is a long punch list, and to date, the only monies that have been spent are for an inspection, and there is a draft in for delivery of a significant amount of equipment for our studio space, control boards and studio hub switches, which is studio hub is a grouping of equipment, a brand name that allows discrete studios to be networked together in our digital age. So that was delivered by Mo, and he had expenses that he incurred running a truck and travel, et cetera. So those are the monies that have been spent so far. As far as the other monies, there's a long list of things that include a contractor that's going to be doing work in the building to do repairs, to erect walls for studios, move doors around, et cetera, et cetera. There's also other items to consider like CD players, digital players, microphones. The list goes on. My point being is that there are going to be many estimates gathered. John Amella is at the core of all that, Adriana. Okay.
Approval
as it's set up right now goes through Markeisha.
Okay. I understand that. What I'm saying is part of the finance committee to have that information at least. And part of the finance committee, if the rest of the LSB want to see it or not, I don't care, but I want to see whatever we have. Okay. I believe that we all of us should know in executive session, whatever way you want to send it. But I think that belongs to the finance committee, the whole LSB, but basically to the finance committee. That's why I'm asking if there's any way that we can get those in writing.
I can make the request.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions for Mac, finance? Going once, going twice. Thank you, Mac. Appreciate it. Here's another easy one. Governance, Richard Giselle.
No report.
Thank you.
Nancy on the stack.
Go ahead, Nancy.
I would like the LSB to reconsider suspending the KPFT governance committee because we are busy asking for or busy trying to get donations as not really a good excuse for shutting down the governance committee. So I appeal the LSB to reconsider and do their diligence as board members and reconvene the governance committee, KPFT governance committee.
Thank you.
That's a motion.
You need to state it in the form of a motion, please, and send it to the secretary. Thank you for that. So when you get that together, we can come back to it. I'm going to skip over outreach for the moment and Committee of Inclusion. Adriana?
Yes, Mr. Chair. I just give me a sec. Just send the report. Let me open it and I can read it. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you clearly.
Okay, perfect. Okay, let me. I send the report to you and to the LSB. It's KPFT Committee of Inclusion, June 8, 2022 report. The COI convening meeting was on May 20, 2022 at 5 p.m. Central Time. Nancy Saibara Naritomi, Sister Mama Sonia Susie Moreno, previous year Committee of Inclusion member accepted that members, and Aidera Casanave were present at the meeting. Marianne Martinez, PMB director elected by the LSB to the COI, was not present, reported unable to attend. Adriana Casne was elected pro tem chair, and Nancy Saibara Naritomi was elected pro tem secretary. I have there, I don't need to read it, obviously, you have there articulate other committees of the board, section 4, committees of inclusion. The COI members accepted unanimously Lillian Kier as committee member. She couldn't attend that meeting neither, but we accepted her like a member. KPFT COI report from November 2020 was sent by email to all the members to be used as the starting point for the committee's work. The next meeting was set by June 3rd, 2022 at 5:30 p.m. We meet June 30, 2022 at 5:30, Nancy Saibara, Naritomi, Susie Moreno, and Adriana Casney were present. By 5:30, no quorum meeting adjourned after setting next meeting for June 17, 2022 at 6 p.m. That's the entire report. We hope that everybody can come to the June 17 at 6 p.m. The members, like I said, Mary Ann Martinez, well, you have the members there, and I think that everybody received the information. One of the things that I want to say is we were during a long period of time trying to have those meetings, and was always a problem. At the beginning, we didn't have a director elected, then Mary Ann accepted. You know, one of the things that the Committee of Inclusion, we don't have long meetings where we debate a bunch of things. We divide the work, and when we meet, everybody bring whatever they found, trying to make a report and trying to see what we need to be done, and ask ourselves if anything else that can be done. Like I said, the next meeting is set for June 17 at 6 p.m. Okay? Thank you.
Very good. Thank you for getting that together, and thanks to all that participated, and we'll look forward to that next meeting on June 17.
Excuse me. This is Marianne.
Go ahead, Marianne.
Am I allowed to add something to that?
Sure, go ahead.
Well, the Committee of Inclusion has just, you know, been formed, and my understanding is that there were a few members who were approved by the LSB, and those are the people who are the official members of the committee. Now, once you have a meeting with those members, those four people, I think it is, or five, then we as a group must approve any additional members. And that is in the bylaws. And so therefore, I do see some misinformation in those minutes just now reported by Adriana, because, for instance, Susie is not a member of the committee. Quorum was not met, so therefore there should not have been a meeting. An agreed upon date for these meetings has not been communicated with the entire group. It was dictated to us by the temporary chair. And therefore, you know, we do find objection to that. Lillian Kerr has, who is approved by the LSB to be on this committee, has said that she cannot meet on Fridays. We are waiting for our chair, our temporary chair lady, to communicate with us so that we can set up a time and date for those meetings that are, something that we can all agree on.
Hang on. Hold on, Adriana. Let Marianne finish, please.
So that is what's happening right now, and I'm done.
Thank you. Adriana, yes. You wanted to respond?
Yes, obviously. We are trying to meet this committee, to make this committee to meet since a long time. Every LSB meeting, you were asking me why, what happened with the convening. We did it. Basically, we select May 20, obviously, the convener, and you, I want to remind that all the rest of conveners of all the other committees select the first meeting. All was communicated. The only thing that I received May 20 was the date. Marian Martinez said that day, she said a week before that meeting, she said that wasn't a good day for her. She cannot be. She didn't offer anything else. Okay. Lillian Kerr obviously said that during 2 weeks, that is May 12th, 2 weeks she couldn't meet. The next day after that meeting, in that meeting we have quorum because we accept Susie Moreno and we accept Lillian Kerr like proud part, I'm sorry, of that committee, because the members, the majority of the members in the committee accept new members. Then in May 21st, the day after the meeting, I received an email from Lillian Kia asking to reschedule the day after May 24th.
Okay. Adriana, can
no,
I?
No, I'm sorry, because I was accused of doing something.
All right, Adriana, no one's accusing you. We really.
No. Maria Martinez did exactly that.
Okay. Hold on. Stop, please.
Let me finish with the last point. We have June 3rd at the scheduled next meeting. 2 days before, we received an email from Lillian saying that that wasn't good for her. 2 days before. Then, the same day of the meeting, we received an email from Marian Martinez saying that that day was not good for her, less than 2 hours before the starting of the meeting.
Okay.
I'm very sorry, but it's okay. We didn't take those people out of the meeting. They didn't have time. That's fine. They are part of the committee. But if you cannot come, let us work. Thank you.
All right.
I would like to remind you.
Wait, everybody. Order, please. Listen. I'm going to send this all back to the committee, including the minutes. Okay. Let's not, I would prefer not to accept that until all members have ironed this out. And please work collaboratively. It's the committee of inclusion.
Mr. Chair, this is a report and no meetings. Not the minutes of the meeting.
Right. It's your report. Thank you. Thank you for the distinction.
And I'm sorry, but it's the report of the member present. If members want to modify, they come to the meetings. And since then on, they can modify whatever they wish. Thank you.
The clock strikes 8 o'clock and it's time certain for public comment. There are a couple of hands up. Bob Gardner, go ahead. I got 1 minute. It's quick. You've been waiting.
Actually, Sandy, it's Ted. I'm working off of Bob's, and I can't say it in 1 minute after comment. I'd like to hold your thought.
Thank you. Teresa, again, 30 seconds. Is it quick?
Oh, I'll try to make it quick. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead, please, quick.
Okay. According to the bylaws, we select a director and 3 delegates. Those are the 4 people we've selected. And those 4 people have to select anyone else on that committee. So you can't have, unless you have a quorum of those first 4, which would be 3 people, you can't have that meeting to accept any other members. That's my interpretation of the bylaws, and I think that's pretty clear.
Point taken, Teresa, it's 8 o'clock.
I'm hoping that those 4 can find an acceptable date to get started again.
Thank you. No, wait, Adriana, it's 8 o'clock. It's public comment. So everybody hold your thoughts. And I'm going to ask members of the public to step forward. You can use your chat or raise your hand if you'd like to address the board. No back and forth, please, between board members and the public.